Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland and Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. This is part two of a two-part interview. With the sharing agreement, you are just spending approximately one day a week at Highland, but how are you trying to get yourself acquainted with the staff and with the community there?
The good thing is that we made this decision back in January, so Dr. Jorgensen's brought me in quite a bit to get to know the administrative team. I went through the board goals and the retreat in June, and it's just basically going to a couple of the meetings and getting to know them, and then it's just really being in the building and talking to everybody you run into and those types of things there. So I feel like I've met both staffs in May on those types of things there too, so I know quite a few people on that staff already, so it was kind of, I feel like the transition's been very, very easy on that type of things there, and it's really just part of my job then to get out and be as visible as possible and meet as many people as possible.
And how has the relationship between Highland and Lone Tree been, besides sharing you, also sharing the positions of transportation, human resources, and buildings and grounds maintenance?
I think that's still going to be a growing process of everybody getting to know each other and knowing the simple roles that are required to be done and then helping each other out. And I think that's, when you talk about challenges, I think that's the challenge of everybody getting used to somebody new to talk to and then exchange, either come over here or come over there, those types of things there. So I think that's really going to be the challenge of the year, is to get people to work together when you're in a different district, because you know, everybody in different districts kind of on their own island, and trying to get everybody to share conversations and situations, I think that's going to be a big challenge for me this year.
Shifting more to Lone Tree, how's it going as your second year for being superintendent there?
Well, as anything, your first year on any job is always kind of a learning and kind of a getting to know everybody type of thing there. And right now it's just kind of, you just feel like all the systems, all the new dates, all the new times that teachers are coming in and all those types of things have just really been a lot easier. And since you know everybody, I mean, I feel like we've hit the ground running this summer with our projects to improve the building. And we've opened up the new wellness center, and our focus has been on membership drive for that. And that's just one of those things where you just feel a lot more confident in just making decisions and getting things done that promote the wellness center, get our building in the best possible shape, and getting ready for the teachers to come back.
Yes, and with the wellness center, how was the ribbon cutting ceremony, and you know, how's operations been there so far?
Operations are going really well. It's one of those things where I know that we've really tried hard to get it. It's hard to open up a wellness center in June because everybody kind of likes to work outside and walk, and everybody's doing a lot of activities outside until they kind of come inside in the bad weather. But Taylor Hodek, our wellness director, has worked very hard on getting different classes set up for different needs of people that are younger, older, and instructors. We have, I think, five hired right now for different classes that they give out. And so he's trying to build a base there. We've got over 110 members signed up, and we expect that to go up. And people don't realize it's not just a Lone Tree Wellness Center. It's anybody in the surrounding area that can be a member. And so we're really working hard to make sure that gets out there, and they understand that it's available for everybody. So it's been, when we say a challenge, it's just trying to make sure that it's available and as many people as possible can use it.
To wrap things up, anything else you want to mention heading into this new school year?
Well, I just know that it's school starting, and I think it's an exciting time. And school has that unique situation of it closes and then it reopens and a new year starts. And I think that fresh start, I hope parents are ready. I hope kids are ready. I know that sometimes it gets to be a little bit of a mundane type of thing, but I'm very excited for the new year with the activities starting, kids coming in. And I think that it's always a chance to renew and to say, hey, what happened last year, we can improve on and keep getting better. And for, you know, for the kindergarten kids coming in, if you see their excitement, that's a ton of fun to see that. But also seniors, you know, they're ready to, you know, as the phrase goes, take on the world, but they have to put up with us for another year. But it's really, really neat to see the seniors and their excitement that this is their last year in high school. And for the kindergartners, it's always fun to see that that's usually their first year, and they're very excited as well. So that excitement and that building and those activities, that's always a lot of fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland and Lone Tree Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.